Well, several months ago, I was getting out of the limo there in front of the apartment, and Brant thought I was being attacked because three guys leaped out of another limo, and one black, two white, and came dashing toward me. Well, one of them was Reverend Jesse Jackson, and the other was some rabbi from Beverly Hills. And the other one, it turns out, was Reverend Jackson's scheduler. And Reverend Jackson introduced himself. And that was when Jack White had written that column in Time magazine. And I think that, I forget the name of that outfit, had charged that I that this was a racist program and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So Reverend Jackson essentially said that when he didn't agree with that, he understood where I was coming from. And he said, you know, he thought that we had shared a lot of common ground. Oh, have mercy. I was surprised, standing there in the street in Central Park West, how he swears a lot. Did you know that?
I was
Reverend Jackson?
No, I was unaware.
He doesn't take the Lord's name in vain, God bless him, but he does swear. But colorfully, and not offensively, by the way. So we were talking about, well, no, I guess, man, it was 6 months ago, because we were talking about he had just been down in Florida screaming about the election, you know, the recount. And he told me what a bunch of a jive that was. And, you know, he was down there screaming, keep out the bushes. As it turns out, he himself was not keeping out the bushes.
No, he wasn't. He was trimming shrubs.
Well, yes, he was trimming shrubs, Charles. And so he, as a result of that,
using his own garden weasel, I mean,
yes, he was. He had his own garden weasel in the bushes.
He did indeed.
Yeah. And as a result of that, he bore this woman, Karen Stanford, bore a child out of wedlock with the rib.
Had a little seedling, didn't he?
Yeah. Yep. Now she's decided to. She's got a story to tell, the tale of woe.
She does indeed.
And who'd she tell it to?
By golly, a pretty good person.
Barbara Walters?
Nope.
No.
Uh-uh.
Diane Sawyer?
No.
See, I'm talking to that hoe. Did she tell it to Katie Couric?
No, she did not.
So, no, I'm not talking to that grinning little munchkin. Who am I going to talk to?
Well,
I'm going to talk to the Chung girl.
That's exactly right.
I'm going to get on ABC. Yeah, as soon as we walk up to the program.
Our old friend, Connie Chung. Yeah.
Good morning, Miss Chung.
Hi, Miss. That's CC to you.